You have your Bible, turn with us this morning to Genesis chapter 19. Genesis chapter 19. I want to begin reading with verse 1, and the Bible says, "And there came two angels to Sodom at even. And Lot sat in the gate of Sodom, and Lot, seeing them, rose up to meet them, and he bowed himself with his face toward the ground. And he said, Behold now, my lords, turn in, I pray you, into your servant's house, and tarry all night, and wash your feet, and ye shall rise up early and go on your ways. And they said, Nay, but we will abide in the street all night. And he pressed upon them greatly, and they turned in unto him and entered into his house. And he made them a feast and did bake unleavened bread, and they did eat. But before they lay down, the men of the city, even the men of Sodom, compassed the house round, both old and young, all the people from every quarter. And they called unto Lot and said unto him, Where are the men which came in to thee this night? Bring them out unto us, that we may know them. And Lot went out at the door unto them and shut the door after him. And he said, I pray ye, brethren, do not so wickedly. Behold now, I have two daughters which have not known men. Let me, I pray you, bring them out unto you, and do ye to them as is good in your eyes. Only unto these men do nothing, for therefore came they under the shadow of my roof. And they said, Stand back. And they said again, This one fellow came in to sojourn, and he will needs be a judge. Now will we deal worse with thee than with them. And they pressed sore upon the man, even Lot, and came near to break the door. But the men put forth their hand and pulled Lot into the house to them and shut the door. And they smote the men that were at the door of the house with blindness, both small and great, so that they wearied themselves to find the door. And the men said unto Lot, Hast thou here any besides son-in-law and thy sons and thy daughters? And whatsoever thou hast in the city, bring them out of this place, for we will destroy this place, because the cry of them is waxed great before the face of the Lord, and the Lord has sent us to destroy it. And Lot went out and spake unto his sons-in-law, which married his daughters, and said, Up, get ye out of this place, for the Lord will destroy this city. But he seemed as one that mocked unto his sons-in-law. And when the morning arose, then the angels hastened Lot, saying, Arise, take thy wife and thy two daughters, which are here, lest thou be consumed in the iniquity of the city. And while he lingered, the men laid hold upon his hand, and upon the hand of his wife, and upon the hand of his two daughters, the Lord being merciful unto him. And they brought him forth, and set him without the city. And it came to pass, when they had brought them forth abroad, that he said, Escape for thy life. Look not behind thee, neither stay thou in all the plain. Escape to the mountain, lest thou be consumed. Look at verse 22. He said, Haste thee, escape thither, for I cannot do anything till thou be come hither. Therefore, the name of the city was called Zoar. Amen. I want to preach this morning for just a little while. I've got to be my help. And when God sends his angels, when God sends his angels. And we look at this morning, we can see in the Word of God. And we can see just a couple of things. Now, we're not going to try to preach all this morning. It'd take all day and all night. But I want to just hit a couple of things here this morning. That's got to be my help. And now we notice this. The Bible says that these angels came to God. And now I want you to notice where they went. God sent these special messengers unto Sodom. And that's where they came to. God sent these. And now these are the holiest of servants. And God sent them to this place called Sodom. He sent them to this city. Now this city that he sent them to, the place that they went to, was wholly given unto iniquity. Sin abounded everywhere. Praise God, it was prevalent in all the lives. Hey, praise God, it was just wholly given to sinfulness. It was wholly given to the awful sin of sodomy. Men with men doing those things, praise God, are not convenient and receiving in themselves the recompense of the hour of the reward. Praise God, because of that wickedness. God said that he had mercy upon them, and he sent these angels, these holy servants, praise God, down to Sodom. Now he sent them into this place of iniquity, this place, and say they went fully aware, these servants of God went fully aware of the wickedness that they were going to be encountering in that place. These servants of God, praise God, because the word had done come to God on high about how wicked this place was, and they went with the full knowledge of the wickedness of the place. I know a lot of times we have to to go out in the world and we go out, praise God, realizing that we're living in a wicked world. If you don't think we're living in a wicked world, you just look around you today in the last few months, the things that's taken place, how the wickedness of men has reached out and just tried to snuff out, praise God, innocent people that had nothing to do with anything in their life. People that they didn't even know, they reach out and try to snuff them out. God help us. We're living in a wicked world. You say, well, preacher, Sodom and Gomorrah, they was wicked place. Yeah, and that we're just about as bad. Amen. Amen. We're just about, we're just almost there. Amen. God, if God lets us stand much longer, praise God, he's going to have to go down there and apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah and restore them. But he's not going to do that. He's going to judge us. But God sent these messengers and he sent them to a specific place and a specific time. Ain't you glad, praise God, that God's got some messengers, praise God, that he sends it to specific places in specific times. Amen. Glory be to God. If you hadn't have been for that, you might not have got in. But praise God, the Holy Ghost of God come to where you was at. It stirred your heart, showed you was a lost on your way to hell, and that you needed a Savior. Amen. It was those angels raised, the Holy Ghost of God that come to where you was at. It was that help from God to show you that he loved you, that he cared for you with a godly love. I'm not talking about with an earthly love, praise God, because it's fickle. But I'm talking about a godly love. Amen. A love that won't be repented of. Praise God, because he loves you. Now, they came in here with this fully wired of wickedness. They realized, Brother Jesse, what they was going to hear. That it was going to be brought into their ear. And they realized what they was going to see. But praise God, the Bible said that they came anyway because they were holy servants unto God. Sometimes, praise God, we get in a mindset that we just can't go ahead with what we need to do because of different situations. But praise God, I want to say today, at God of glory, if we are servant of the Lord, a God most high, praise God, he'll go before us and he'll make a way. A lot of times we use excuses to say why we can't witness for Jesus. We'll say, well, you know, preacher, people might not like it. People might talk about me. Yeah, they might. But then they might get saved, born again, praise God, and get in. Amen. You say, well, it's a 50-50 chance. Well, praise God, I believe I'd take the chance. Hey, these people go out and play the lottery every day with a whole lot less chance than that. Hey, man, they'll gamble. You shouldn't be doing that anyway. But praise God, they'll gamble and they'll put their money up. Hey, and I won't tell you, when you witness for Jesus, it don't cost you a dime. It don't cost you a thing. All you do is open your mouth, praise God, just go and have a spell for Jesus. The gospel. Amen. Tell them about the Lord Jesus Christ and what he does for you. So we see these holiest of angels, praise God, these holiest of servants go out for work for God, and they go, and it tells us that they went to Sodom, that wicked city, praise God. And the Bible tells in verse 2 that they went prepared to suffer. Amen? He said they went prepared to suffer. The Bible says, and he said, hey, you need to come in and tarry all night. And he said, and wash your feet. And said, and you rise up early in the morning, go on your ways. And they said, nay, but we will abide in the street all night. They come with the mindset to suffer. They were prepared to suffer. You know what? We won't do anything that gets us out of our safe zone. We don't want to do anything that might get us out of our comfort zone. But these servants of God, these holy servants of the Lord, praise God, they come prepared to suffer if need be. I want to say the Apostle Paul, he come prepared to suffer if need be. I mean, he was taken outside the city, stoned, praise God, beat death, and left for dead. But whoopee, praise God, you know what that got him? It got him a glimpse of glory. Amen, he got to see into the third heavens. He got to see in that place most high. Amen. Praise God, he got to see a vision. Praise God, that no men had ever seen. It was so spectacular. Praise God, he said, hey, look, he couldn't even tell it. Amen. What are you saying? I'm saying, praise God, we got to be willing to suffer a little bit of a sacrifice. Amen. He was in order to seek salvation of others, we've got to be willing to sacrifice our comfort. Amen. They was willing to sacrifice. They was willing if that's what it took to abide in the street all night. They was willing to take whatever would come their way. They knew the wickedness of that place. But praise God, they was willing to sacrifice themselves so that they could get the gospel, praise God, to that place. Amen. So the Bible says that that where they went to Sodom, a place of iniquity, a place full of sin. Praise God. But why did they go? You know, why did they go to an awful place like that? Why would anybody go to a place like that? Why would anybody want to go to a place that they knew was full of wickedness? I don't know to you. Let me tell you why they went. They went because God sent them. Amen. Because God sent them to this place. In verse 13, said the Bible says, "For we will destroy this place because the cry of them has waxed great before the face of the Lord." And the Lord has sent us to destroy it. Why did they go to Sodom? They went because God sent them to Sodom. Amen. Because that's where God wanted them to be. Now let me say this. They didn't go because of the wickedness of the place. If we ain't careful, we'll get our mindset on the wickedness of people and the wickedness of place and the wickedness of the things that they're doing. Praise God, and we'll use that, praise God, for the reason to go to them. Amen? But they didn't go to them because of the wickedness of that place called Sodom. That's not why they went. They didn't go to it because of wickedness. They didn't know. They didn't go there because they felt that they needed to do something. Hello? You say, "Now, preacher, you're confusing us." No, say they didn't go because of the wickedness. They didn't go because they felt that they needed to just do something. You know why they went? They went because God had commissioned them to go. God told them to go. God impressed upon them to go. Praise God, and they realized that it was God Almighty. Praise God, His unction in their heart that was putting that desire. And praise God, they wanted to follow God. Amen. We don't go because we want to. We go because God's an unction us to go. They had a commission. You say, "Well, preacher, what's the difference?" The difference is that commission of God, that definite commission. When we get a definite commission and we know that's coming from God, praise God, then we can step out on faith. Praise God, He'll keep us in the journey. If we go out on our own self, on our own flesh, praise God, we'll get weary and well-doing. That's why so many's falling by the wayside this morning. So why so many's quit, giving up, and getting out. Praise God, it's because they're trying to do it ourselves. Amen. But we can't do it ourselves. We can't save nobody. Amen. We can't save nobody. But praise God, we can take them the gospel. As God unctions our heart, praise God, we can take it to them and we can tell them about the love of Jesus Christ. That commission, praise God, He gives us in the depths of our soul. You say, "What are you saying, Pastor?" I'm saying this. Let me just break it down here. Brother Bill, God will lay somebody on His heart, but He might not lay him on my heart. Amen. Brother, the Lord might lay somebody on Jesse's heart and say, "You need to go witness him. You need to be an example to him." But He's never done that person on my heart. You see what I'm saying? When God puts that commission on you, when God puts that desire, praise God, that strong urging from on high on you, praise God, that's for you. That's your commission. That's what God's commissioned you for. See, God may commission me and put somebody, a strong urge on my heart, maybe one of Brother Bill's family that he ain't able to get to that won't listen to him. Even though he's telling them how much he loves them. It may take me or Brother Rex or Brother John or somebody else going by, praise God, with a strong unction, the Holy Ghost of God, praise God, to go by and tell them, say, "Listen, well, we love you. We want to see you get in. We don't want you to keep going on that road you're going because that road is a road to destruction. That road is a road to destroy you. And man, we don't want to see you go there. We want to see you get saved. We want to see you, praise God, go in the right way." Amen. That's why they came. They came because God had sent them. God had given these angels, praise God, these messengers, a specific commission. Not because of the wickedness, and it was wholly given to wickedness. I mean, there's probably not a wickeder place in the whole world. I mean, when two men come into the city and the other men, I mean, it said from the youngest to the oldest. Now see what had taken place. When we get involved in wickedness, it trickles right down to our families. It trickles right down to the little ones. They see what we're doing. They see what we're partaking of. They see who we're hanging out with. Amen. Let me tell you, youngins, praise God, hey, listen, you need to get you a good godly example. I want to say mamas and daddies, we need to be good godly examples because our children watching who we hang out with, who we pray God talk to, who we have relationships with. I mean, our children are watching it and we need to be examples to God. God help. You see, old Lot got down there and he was tempted by those well-watered plains. And he went in and he cast his lot, maybe the Bible says, towards Sodom and towards Gomorrah. He said, hey, I want the city life. I want a life, praise God, that's a moving. I want a life, praise God, that's exciting. And the Bible said it vexed his righteous soul being down there. See, he was a child of God. He loved the Lord. He knew what was right. And praise God, the Bible said it vexed his righteous soul. But from day to day, praise God, by that wickedness that was in that place. God help us to pick the places we go and the people we hang out with. You say, preacher, you're preaching to the choir. No, I'm preaching to a bunch of people that love the Lord and seeking to do right. Yeah, and praise God, we need to seek today, praise God, those friends that we have, those relationships we have, praise God, because somebody's watching. I told the fellas in the prayer, somebody's watching us. Somebody's watching you. Mama, Daddy, listen, I want to tell you, those youngins are looking at you. They're watching every move you make. Amen. They're watching everything that you do. They see it. They know who your friends are. They know what your friends do. And we got to be careful, praise God. We don't want to put our kids in situations because they're following in our footsteps. Hello? They're going to do like you do. So we got to set the example. Some come to me here recently, praise God, in the last few months. I've had people come to me and say, preacher, there was a long time I failed. I just wasn't going in the right direction. I wasn't walking in the right way. We can't go back and change that. But praise God, we can start today, praise God, by settling our heart. And we're going to go for the Lord. And we're going to set an example. And that God Almighty, praise God, is going to be prominent in everything that we do. Amen. We can start today. We can't change yesterday. But praise God, there's tomorrow, and we know who holds tomorrow.
Hallelujah.
It's God Almighty, praise God, and we can start today to live for tomorrow.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We don't have to back up, we can't. But we can fix today. We can change today. Those angels, praise God, they come down. They weren't planning on changing nothing. Amen. The wicked in that place was established. They couldn't change it. Amen. But they come, praise God, to do what God bid them to do. What they were saying, praise God, would come from God. They'd come deliver a message. Amen. What was that message? That message was to get up and to get out. Amen. That message, those messengers, God sent those messengers, said you got to get up and you got to get out. How do you know? Because that's what Lot went and told his sons-in-laws. Amen. They said, hey, listen, he said, it's the Lord that sent us. He's the Lord that sent us, and he's going to destroy this place. Amen. So why did they go? They went because they had a commission from God. Amen. It's where we need to be with God. That's where we need to go. It's what we do when we get there. Amen. Doing that commission, God, doing what God would have us to do, being where God would have us to be. As good soldiers of the cross. That's why they went. Because God sent them. Not because of wickedness. Amen. Not because of the something need to be done, but because God Almighty had sent them there for a purpose. Amen. You know what? If we get caught up in the mindset of the wickedness and what we need to do, we'll forget about what God can do. We'll forget, praise God, what God wants to do in that situation. That's why we got to keep a clear mindset and just say, Lord, you just lead me and I'll follow. So that's what they did. So where they went and why they went, and then what they went to do. What did those angels go to? They went to preach salvation. And that right now. Amen. They went to preach salvation, immediate salvation. Not salvation that's pushed off and waited on. And, you know, not till I get my oats sowed and my wild oats sowed and I do the things I want to do and I have a little fun in this world. No, he said he preached salvation right now. Amen. He said preaching salvation. He said, hey, listen, he said you got to get up. He said, and you got to get out. Don't get much plainer than that, does it? Amen. Preach salvation and preach it now. Why? Because he said that judgment's coming. Well, that's straight. I mean, they just preach straight God, the straight gospel. Praise the Lord. Salvation in Christ Jesus the Lord. His death, burial, and his resurrection, that he died for the sins of men so we don't have to be sinful no more. And he'll bring you out. Amen. So that you don't sin no more. Amen. So we talked about last night, Jesse talked about that you would honor your father and your mother, which gives you longevity, long life. Amen. That's a long life in honoring your father and your mother. Amen. And you do it in Christ Jesus, the Lord. He'll help you to do that, to be honoring them, to be respecting them, to pray cleavage, pray God to lifting them up as the authority over you. That's what God put them to be, by the way. Amen. They're your authority. They're there to help you. You young people, listen to me just a minute. You know why your mom and daddy want you to do certain things and tell you you can't do certain things? It's because they love you. If they didn't love you, they just let you go off and do whatever you wanted to do. It wouldn't matter. But because they love you, praise God, they expect you to do certain things and they don't allow you to do certain things. It's that love, praise God, for you that causes them to love you enough to tell you no. You know, God does us the same way. Sometimes God tells us no. If you're a child of God, praise God, and you start to do something wrong, God speaks to your heart and He said, uh-uh, that's not right. Well, why shouldn't mom and daddy be the same way? Because they're your authority. They're the ones that tell you no. No, no. And they don't, hey, listen, God don't explain Himself, and mom and daddy shouldn't either. When they tell you no, they mean no. Amen. And you're supposed, the Bible said you're supposed to honor thy father and mother. That means you're supposed to respect that. You respect that because God said to.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hey, youngins, do you love me? Amen. I love you. I wouldn't tell you this if I didn't love you. But praise God, God will help you. And praise God, if you honor your mom and your daddy, God will give you a long life. He's promised that. If you just respect your mom and daddy, love your mom and daddy, honor your mama and your daddy. Praise the Lord. But the Bible says that they come to preach salvation. Amen. And that they was a coming judgment. Now I want to just say something right here. They didn't come to proclaim social reform. Are you hearing me? This place was wholly given to sodomy, wickedness. God done turned them over to a reprobate mind to do that, which is not convenient. Amen. It was that lust. They turned into their lust. They turned away from God. They had rejected God. They had pushed Him out. So we don't want nothing to do with God. We're going to do what feels good. And God had turned them out. He didn't come to give social reform. He gave a way of salvation. He said, praise God, get out of it or die.
Amen.
Amen. He said, get out of it or be destroyed. Amen. He didn't say a social reform. He didn't preach a social reform. He preached, praise God, that you got to ask God to forgive your sin. You got to repent of your sin. You got to get out of that sin and walk for God. You got to get on the right path for Jesus. And then God will help you. Amen. These preachers, praise God, it's preaching that you can be saved and stay a drunk all your life and die a drunk and everything's all right. That's not God's word.
Amen.
God says, praise God, He'll take the wickedness from you. And praise God, He'll change your life. He'll make you a new creation, a new creature in Christ.
Amen.
Christ was not a drunkard. Christ was not a drug addict. Christ was not a whoremonger. Amen. Bible said we to be like Christ. He said, praise God, these angels of God that loved the people went to Sodom and they preached, praise God, to repent. They preached salvation and they preached coming out. Amen. He said, you come out or you're going to be destroyed. It don't get much plainer than that. Amen. He said, you come out of that wickedness, come out of the world, or you're going to be destroyed. Amen. Sodom, he said, you got to come out of it. Now, these sodomites would say, well, you know, preacher, I can live in my gay, my lesbian lifestyle and still be a child of God. It don't work. God said that's a filthy mess. And He said that it's just the lust of the flesh. He said, you've got to come out of that and be saved. You've got to be forgiven of that. That means you ask God to forgive you. You repent of it. It means you turn away from it, praise God, and you never go back to it. It said you walk with God, you go with God. Those angels were preaching repentance, salvation, instant salvation, right now salvation. Amen. And deliverance from that mess. He said, hey, praise God. He said, if you'll just repent, I'll bring you out and I'll deliver you from it. You know why so many people are still in this mess, still living in alcoholism and drug addiction and all this stuff is because they never got out. They never got in. And because they never got in, they never became a child of God. They never asked the Lord to save them. That's why we have so much trouble with these little things in our lives. These little things, you know, where we like to do this, we like to do that, we like to, you know, take a little drink, and we like to look at some things on the internet that we shouldn't and things like that, because, praise God, we never truly got out. If we truly get out and we sell out to God, God will pull us out of that mess. Praise God, He'll give us a straight path. He'll give us a different direction, a different ambition, and different desires. Amen? Praise God. Hey, listen, this old flesh has a desire for that stuff. But we can't feed the flesh. The Bible says that we're to mortify the flesh. We got to put the flesh to death so that our soul can live under the Lord. So those things, those little desires, those little fleshly desires that we have, praise God, we got to mortify them. We got to get rid of them. We got to not entertain them. We got to not feed them so that that inward man can grow. I think that's what we're having around here. Folks are saying, well, Lord, I know You. If You can help me, then I'll just trust in You and I'll get to quit doing those things that I do that I know is not, that's dishonoring to You. And you know what God's doing? God's growing you. He's getting you closer. Praise God. He's loving you. He's wooing on you. He's just showing you what needs to be done. But the Bible tells us these sodomites were condemned already. Amen. They'd done been turned over to reprobate mind. They wasn't going to change. He said, Lot went out to him. He said, hey, listen, said, these men coming to me. He said, they're good fellows. He said, I'll give you my daughters. They said, oh, no, we want them men. And he said, well, no, you can't have them. He said, well, we'll do to you what we's going to do to them. I mean, they're just full of wickedness. Wickedness. Amen. You know, that whole bunch is wicked. That whole bunch of wicked people that want to have sexual relations with men with men and women with women, which is against nature. It's just wickedness. It's wickedness in this world. It's wickedness in the eyes of God. The Bible said He hates that filthy mess. And He don't change His mind. What He hated in Leviticus, what He hated in Romans chapter 1, praise God, He still hates. He don't like it. Praise the Lord. He said He didn't come to woo them. He said they was condemned already because they had rejected God. They'd been turned over to a reprobate mind. But the angels were preaching. They said, you got to escape out of that. He said, or perish. He said, you got to get out of it or perish. That's pretty simple. But now notice what takes place in verse 16. This kind of just stuck in my mind as I was looking at it. It's talking about Lot, and the Bible says in verse 16, He said, and while he lingered. I want to say that this morning, there's a peril in indecision. There's an awful peril in indecision. While we wait around to make a decision, while we wait around to make a choice, when Lot was a lingering there, when he was a thinking on this, when he was a pondering at this place that he lived that was full of wickedness, and the angels of God, praise God, saying to get out or perish, praise God, the Bible said that he lingered. That he thought on a thing. That he said, hey, wait a minute. Let me just weigh this out. Let me see which. And praise God, there was no way in hell. There was no decision to make. Praise God, God had done said, you got to get out. And praise God, while he laid there, while he lingered, that his sons-in-laws and his daughters, praise God, all the folks around him was watching him, trying to see what decision he'd make. And praise God, his decision ought to be in. We got to go. Amen. If we ain't careful, we'll get in a peril of indecision. A peril of indecision. We'll sit around and we'll wait. Well, Lord, you know, I know what I need to do. I know what Your Word says to do. But Lord, I just, you know, right now just ain't the opportune time. You know, Lord, you know, I'm going through some things. And I just, you know, this kind of relieves my stress, Lord. And I just need to hang on to this just a little while. And you know, in a little while, Lord, I'll get over this and I'll go. No. Because you're lingering in the valley of indecision. Praise God. And somebody, I've already said, is watching you. They're watching your life. Praise God. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day that we need to mind the Lord. Today is the day that we need to go in the right direction. Praise God. So someone will see us and follow us.
Amen.
Amen. Today's the day that you have to make an informed decision. Amen. Don't linger in indecision. Because these lives, that's weighed in the balance. There's people that's watching you. There's friends that you've got. Amen. That's going to follow. They're watching you to see which way you'll go. They're watching you to see how long it'll take you to make a decision. I mean, I want to say, youngins, praise God, when God speaks to our hearts, it's a time for decision right now. Amen. It's a time decision because if you'll make that decision right then, now listen at me very closely, and I'm just about finished. If you'll make that decision right then, if you'll say, Lord, here I am. Whatever you want me to do, that's what I'll do. Amen. And commit it and mean it in your heart. Confess it with your lips. You know what God will do? He'll begin to take that situation and turn it around. Amen. He'll give you peace and harmony and happiness. Praise God, that you've never known before. But if you stand there in indecision, amen, if you linger in that indecision, praise God, you may make a big mistake. You may cause someone to fall. You may cause someone to falter. But if you make a decision this morning, an informed decision, say, I'm just going to go with Jesus because Jesus Christ is my Lord. He knows, as a children that says, I can trust Jesus because He knows what's best for me. He knows. Amen. He knows. Even though I don't understand everything, praise God, it takes place, He knows. He knows exactly what's needed. He knows exactly what I need in my life, and He knows exactly what you need in your life. Amen. You know, now, I want to say, praise God, the reason these angels was here is because God sent them. And the reason they preached like they did is because they believed in a wrath to come. I tell you, you know why I preach to you so hard? Because I believe that there's a wrath to come. I believe God's going to pour out His anger on those of disobedience, those that are in unbelief, those that won't come out. They'll be destroyed. I believe that. You say, well, preacher, it don't sound like a God that loves if He would destroy people. No, it's a God that loves. Praise God, gives you chances and opportunities. Praise God to come out. But He does more than that. Listen to what He said, what He does in verse 16. And said, while He lingered, the men laid hold on His hand and upon the hand of His wife and upon the hand of His two daughters, the Lord being merciful unto him. And they brought him forth and set him without the city. Amen. He said God was merciful. Praise God. He said He sent these angels. Praise God. He sent the Holy Ghost to you, to me. Praise God, to our personal dealing, to deal with you, praise God, in a personal way, to take you by the hand and lead you out of that place of sin. Personal relationship, a personal dealing is what God had. He sent these angels, these messengers, these most high servants, praise God, with a task and a commission to take folks by the hand, amen, and to pull them out, amen, take them to the other side, amen, a place of safety. Before he said, listen, sitting right there, Jesse, he said, in verse 21, in verse 22, he said, haste thee, escape hither, for I cannot do anything till thou become thither. He said, praise God, he said, you've made a decision for Jesus. He said, I can't destroy, I can't pour out my wrath till I brought you out. Amen. I want to say, praise God, there's a whole bunch like Jesse, like you, praise God, that God said, hey, listen, I want to bring you out. Thank you, brother. He said, I want to bring you out. He said, I want to get you out of that mess, and I want to put you somewhere else. Ain't it good, brother, to know that you're out of that place? Amen. Out of the line of the fire of God of wrath, and you've been put in a place of safety, in a place that's out of harm. Amen. And he said, I can't do it. I can't do it. He said, these angels, these messengers, these special servants of God, that's what come to you in the Holy Ghost of God. The Holy Ghost of God, the very Spirit of God. It's knocking on somebody's heart's door this morning. And say, hey, said, I want to get you out of that place you're in. There's somebody here this morning, the Holy Ghost of God's knocking on your heart's door. And he said, I want to bring you out of that place you're in, that situation that you're in. And he said, I want to deliver you over to safety. I want to deliver you to a better place. So I want to do that for you today. Ain't somebody here today that God's doing? Hey, the special servant of God, that Holy Ghost of God, is knocking on your heart's door. You say, how do I know? Because it feels like your heart's going to be out of your chest. You're trying to linger in the valley of indecision. You're trying to linger in your indecision. But the Holy Ghost of God is reaching down, wooing you. He's trying to get you by the hand and lead you out this morning. I ask you this morning, I wonder about you. Church, I wonder, are you here this morning? Praise God, a special servant has been sent down from God, sent here to this place this morning. And don't stay in a valley of indecision, because valley of indecision has got consequences. But praise God, if you're here this morning and your life has just been a shamble, your life's been a mess, you don't know which way to turn, I want to say, praise God, there's someone today The Holy Ghost of God wants to reach down and tell you about the Lord Jesus Christ, how much He loves you, how much He cared for you, how much He died for you, how much He shed for you, shed every drop of blood He had, so that He could be applied to your life, so that you could come out and be saved.